Good morning, good morning, good morning to the Master's Call. And we're so excited that you have joined us this morning here on our telecommunications sanctuary. This is Brenda Terrell here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we're excited that this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for being the awesome God that you are. We thank you, Lord, for being Alpha and the Omega, our beginning and our ending. We thank you, Lord God, that you have brought us here this day, this moment, this hour, this season, to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise for being God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord God, for the people that have come on the call this morning. We ask a special blessing, Lord God, that you touch, that you minister, that you strengthen, that you increase, Lord God, that you bless in such miraculous way, Father God, that they will see your glory in the midst of any given situation. We thank you, oh God, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. We ask that you continue to bless them, Lord God, in all their ways. We give your name glory and honor, Father God, for Artist Life. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing in the midst of the company and for the owners and for the leaders, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for being the blessing that you are, Lord God, because you told us in all our ways acknowledge you, you will direct our path. So we thank you, Father, for direction. We thank you for truth. We thank you for your love, your peace, and your joy. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise for being God all by yourself. So we say thank you once more and again, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, it's definitely a blessing to greet each and every one of you this morning. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Jackie. Take it away. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, and thank you so much for being a servant in season and out of season. And giving us that wonderful, wonderful tag this morning, Give God Praise Tuesday. We thank you for seating each and every one of us in the telecommunications sanctuary and for that most powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. And again, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the call this morning. So this morning, I'd like to give those that are just joining us to the call a little background for this call. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very wonderful and powerful great women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Ms. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Our scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And we have a website, www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Brenda so wonderfully did this morning, or a host as I am doing now, or God has given you a word to share, or you may have a prayer request or praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what has brought us all together is a phenomenal company called Artist Life, formerly known as Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. It's that common thread that has brought us together each and every morning so that we can start our day with a word from the Lord. This company has great, great products, loves its people, and it has its mission is to make the world through us become healthier and wealthier.
So share this call with your family, friends, and those that you meet, and share this company as well. Are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer and having challenges calling in on the live call or the playback call? Well, there's a bridge number that will allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, that is 716-293-9707. Please follow the prompts, and you will be joined into the call. Please share this information as well. Now, the New Morning Motivational is held every morning, Monday through Friday, right after this call. It's conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POWN. Again, 712-770-4005, and that PIN number is 294-617-POWN. And today is Leadership Tuesday, where the subject is What Leaders Do to Win Big. And it is hosted by Supervisor Shirley James. So immediately after that call, join them on the New Morning Motivational call. Now, have you got your tickets? Have you got registered for the Artist Extravaganza 2018 held at the Sheraton Gateway Hotel LAX on March the 9th through the 11th. Get your tickets, plan to be there. The days are counting down now, and we are now at day 31. So make sure you join us on that call. And now I would like to bring forth the speaker of the hour to you. She is definitely no stranger to this call. She is a wonderful, wonderful woman that believes in Matthew 12, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence take it back by force. Born in Los Angeles, Nevada on August 1st, 1972, to a single teenage mother, co-pastor LaVonya Lewis seemed destined to be another statistic, but what the devil meant for bad, God meant for good, and he used her for good. It was at a very young age that she knew that her life was different from others and that she was called by God to be set aside for his use. And at the age of 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in church, that she needed to make her relationship with God personal. She was filled with the Holy Ghost and at 14 began preaching the gospel at many churches around Las Vegas. And at the age of 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and a youth pastor. Together with her husband and overseer Eugene P. Lewis, she co-pastored and founded Lion of Judah's Ministry in January of 2004 with a mandate of equip the saints, win the lost, and recover the backslider. Pastor LaVonya has over 12 years' experience of being a youth pastor. And Pastor LaVonya is a graduate of the University of Phoenix, Arizona. She also is a graduate of the University of Nebraska, Las Vegas, where she has earned her master's degree in special education, magna cum laude. She has a successful radio ministry, traveled preaching the gospel, trained young people to live a life of abstinence and virtue, and prepare those who were called to preach, teaching them how to live the life they preach about. She's a wife, a mother, a sister, a daughter, a teacher, a student, a counselor, pastor, and friend. And now I'd like to bring forth to you the woman of God that will give us our word for today, Pastor LaVonya Lewis. Are you there? Are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, woman of God.
Awesome. God bless you all. Thank God for you being on this call. I am Pastor LaVonna Lewis, and I am so grateful to minister to you on this call. Thank God for our leaders and everyone who it took to host and make this call possible. We bless God for his word on this morning, and I'm coming to you from 1 John, the third chapter, and I'm going to look at the first verse for today. And it says, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God. So we are, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him." And so I want to speak briefly to you this morning about love and how it overcomes the spirit of offense. And so the Lord has been dealing with me in prayer about a lot of things going on in the body of Christ where there were schisms and arguings and people disrespecting each other and just not seeing eye to eye on things. And this is nothing new. We see this in Antioch, if we look at the word, when Peter and James and Paul were differing in grace and works, the discussion between that. So it's not anything new that the people of God will have differing ideas or interpretations of what God is saying in his word. So that's not anything new. But what we want to make sure that doesn't happen is that we get into a place where we don't show love, where we don't show respect. It's okay to have a differing idea, to have a differing mindset, to say, look, I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't necessarily know that I believe it like that. But I respect you, and I still have love for you. Why? Because you're my brother. I'm the Father's child. You're the Father's child. And so we want to make sure what the Lord kept telling me was it's distractions that are coming to the body of Christ to make us get ourselves out of the place that we're supposed to be in, whereas we're supposed to be loving each other, and instead we're being distracted and we're being called to act out of character. And what is out of character for the Christian? Out of character for the Christian is when we do not demonstrate love. The Bible tells us that they know us as his because of the love we show. And so we thank God because we were, according to Galatians 5:13, it says, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." We're called to be there for one another. And so this morning I just kind of want to admonish you that I know your love may be challenged in some way. Sometimes we're just coming out of the holidays and we've spent some time with family, maybe family we haven't seen in a while, and your love is challenged because they, let's be real, they worked your nerves. Or you go to work and you deal with some difficult folks, or, you know, sometimes, you know, you're in the house with children who are in active rebellion, or, you know, you and your spouse are not saying, I want to encourage you this morning that you just remember what God has called you to do. And remember that it is not the ones who are so lovely who are most in need of our love. It's the ones who are difficult to love who God has called you to love. Because the word also tells us that, look, what do we have? You know, Matthew 5:43-48 says, "You have heard that it was said to you, should love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be the sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun to shine, to rise on the evil and on the good. And he sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have?" And that's the question. If you just go around loving just your four and no more, you know, just your two and your crew, then what reward do you have? No. We got to push past that. If you greet only your brothers, the scripture going to say, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. And what it means by that is not that you won't have flaws or you won't mess up, but it means perfect in your love. That means you don't just got to be nice to me or do something special for me to love you. That's what makes us different. The believers of Christ, the children of Christ, know how to push past our flesh wanting to not love you, and we know how to, would like to say, give you a pass. We know how to say, look, I'm going to love you past this difficult stage in your life. I'm going to love you past this behavior that you keep demonstrating. Now, like, listen, love isn't foolish now. Love doesn't mean I stay in an abusive relationship because I'm going to love you through it. No. If you're hitting me, if you're beating me, if you're abusing me, I need to look out for my safety. I need to love me first. And so that's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying what love does is love hides a multitude of faults. Love says, look, how can I love this person past this difficult strain that we walked into? And why does love do that? Love does that because we recognize that Christ loves us past our difficulty. He loves us past us being difficult. He loves us past us when we were not ready to come to him. No one was born saved. You know, we're all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And so we have to find our way back to him. And so in that time, the Bible even tells us that while we were yet sinners, he was demonstrating the ultimate love by dying for us. And when we look at that and we take that into consideration, it makes it easier to love somebody. I remember when I was a little girl, we used to sing this song, and Jesus said, me and you. So easy. You're easy to love. And I know I can hear you say, Co-Pastor LaVonna, that sounds real good, you know, the Jesus in me, loving the Jesus in them. But what happens when they ain't got no Jesus in them to love? And you're going to come in contact with that. You're going to come into some godless folk in your life where these people don't have Jesus. And that right there is even more of a reason for you to demonstrate the ultimate love of God for them. Because that love can draw them into the relationship with Jesus that they need to have. We need to understand 1 Peter 1:22, I love the scripture. It says, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. Look, when you love somebody, say, look, I love you. And I tell people this all the time. I don't love you because of you. I love you because of him. I love you because it's the love that God placed in me to do. It's what he wants me to do. So see, if you love somebody because of them, then you can move that thing. You can change that thing because folks change. People will change on you in a heartbeat, and you know you've experienced it. And so if your love is conditional to the way they behave, then you're going to be 1 minute, you'll find yourself loving them today, and the next month you can't stand to be around. You can't deal with them. But when your love is rooted and it's from a pure heart and it's rooted from Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost is leading you, look, that thing is consistent. It is powerful and it doesn't move. And even when that behavior changes, your love stays consistent. Don't let anybody move you out of being inconsistent in your behavior because their behavior is being inconsistent. And so I just want to admonish y'all on this morning because, like I said, the enemy is really coming against the people of God, and he wants us to be at odds with each other. He wants us to continue. Because, listen, if you're at odds with somebody, you can't minister to them because you're constantly, if they're constantly working your nerves and your love is being challenged and you can't push past that challenge, then you're going to find it more difficult to minister to them. And the only way we're going to be able to minister to a hurting world is to love on them, just like our Father did, just like he came to a hurting world and he loved on us. When we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The word continues to tell us, say, look, I need you to be me in this earth. I need you to show my love. I need you to demonstrate my love. What does my love look like? My love is pure. My love is real. My love is giving. And my love is to fight and sacrificing. There's some times when you see someone that's in need of help and you love them, you know, you'll do anything for your child because you love your baby. You know, you'll do anything for your spouse because you fell in love with that person. You said, I do, and now that's your boo, that's your baby, and you love them. But look, we got to understand that I need that love to carry over. Like the word said, Gentiles love folk who love them. What makes you different? Because the believers, the people of God, know how to love folk who ain't lovely. We know how to love people who are difficult, who have a challenge. You are graced and you are skilled, and God has placed a special anointing on you because you are his child to love folks who ain't necessarily easy to love. And I know it's not a good word. Everybody don't want to hear this because a lot of people, you know, don't want to hear the whole love somebody who's tough because it's just not natural for us. We don't naturally want to do that. A natural reaction, and I know if I'm talking about myself, is to get away from people who, what they say, I can't stand you, so you don't be around them. Well, I can't stand you. I don't be around folks I can't stand. But what happens when you are in church and the person you can't stand is sitting on the road with you? Because they got to get to Jesus too. They need to be in fellowship as well. And so we got to learn how to push past this thing. Because let me tell you this. No parent like to see their children fight their siblings. No one. You know you don't like to see it. It's very disturbing. And it's uncomfortable to see your children going bickering back and forth over something silly. You want them to work that thing out. I remember I have a son and I have a daughter. They're 3 years apart, and they would sit and go back and forth about things over and over again. You know, I want this, I want that. And this would give you a headache because you're thinking to yourself, well, if y'all could just get together and let her use the TV for an hour, then you get the TV for an hour, and then both y'all go do your homework or go finish your chores and squash this. And so that's what, can you imagine, that's what the Heavenly Father feels like when we're going at it with each other. Watching your children bickering over something. When he would rather us just come, the Bible says, come let us reason together. Let us sit and find a reason, literally find a reason why we can get past this. The Bible talks in John 15, and it says, look, that the Father's loved me, and so I've loved you. Abide in my love. Here, Jesus is letting us know, look, this is how this is supposed to go. This is the example of how love is supposed to go. The Father loved me. He demonstrated love to me. I demonstrate love to you. Now you abide in that love and demonstrate love to somebody else. I want you to actively catch this because I'm telling you, as the time goes on and we're seeing this happen on our TVs and we're seeing this acted out in our communities where love is being challenged and the enemy wants us to be fighting and bickering and coming against each other and finding all of the reasons why we don't get along when God has given us so many reasons as to why we should be getting along. If nothing else, we share the same Father. And for those who are non-believers, we should love them because we got the kind of Father they need to be sharing with us. They need this kind of Jesus that we have. Amen? And so I want to encourage your heart, amen, as I get off this call with you, that as you go about your day and that you walk into situations where, you know, you've encountered somebody who's just having a bad day. Shucks, some of you all may come into somebody, know some people that look like they just had a bad year. 2018 just did not start well for them. And they have been bitter, and they have been grumpy, and they have been irritated. And that is rubbing off of you. It's almost like sandpaper. But can I admonish you, can I encourage you that as these people, as you come in contact with these folks, recognize that it takes for a pearl to be formed inside of its shell. It doesn't start off a pearl. It's not a pretty process. It's some dirt and some salt and minerals got trapped inside of the shell, and agitation occurs where it's trying to kick that stuff out. And in the process of all of that agitation and disruption, a pearl is formed. Can I just encourage you as I leave you this morning that is God, if you would just let God work that thing out in your love, if you just continue to love, I promise you God is going to take that what was at one time agitation and irritation and disruption and seeming distraction, and God is going to bring a love pearl out of it. God bless you. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you. And know that you are equipped to love others. Be blessed.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that great and profound word of the Lord. Loving one another from a pure heart, rooted from Jesus Christ. We thank you for that word this morning, and I will be calling you back shortly after a few announcements for the closing benediction. Let us pray. Right now, I'd like to lift up our prayer requests and go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you. We thank you for that message this morning. We thank you for your servants that deliver that message. God, I ask you to pour back into her the virtues that she has so freely poured out to us. God, replenish her life. Replenish her heart. Help her to stand up boldly, declaring your word. And thank you, God, for the leaders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, for their obedience for starting this call so that we can come together each and every morning to learn more of your word. God, we thank you for Artist Life, the company that brought us all together. God, continue to anoint this company, and your hands be over the extravaganza 2018, God. Anoint it. Anoint the owners. Anoint each and every participant there. And God, we are believing in you for 500 plus to attend this extravaganza. God, we ask you to anoint each and every sick body, everybody that's having infirmities in their bodies. God, we ask your loving hands to touch each and every one. We declare and decree that by your word and your stripes, each one of them are healed and whole. And the bereaving families, God, we are lifting them up before you, God, and asking you to heal those hearts, Lord Jesus. Replace those losses. Comfort them, Lord. We want to remember the family of our Diamond president, Reggie Flanagan, as they have experienced the loss of his older brother. But God, we know that you are able. We thank you for each and every caller on this line and their obedience to get up every morning and listen to this call. We ask you to go into each and every household, Lord. You know what they need. You know what their needs are. And you said you would give them the desires of your heart. So we lift each and every one of you on this call. And we are thanking and praising God for your victory. We'll cover this call in the blood of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, we say amen and amen. Now, this wonderful message that we heard this morning, I'm sure you want to go back and hear the playback. And that number is 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And remember, please join us following this call for the new morning motivational call, where they will be talking about what leaders do to win big, and is hosted by Supervisor Shirley James. Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for seating and greeting each and every one of us this morning in the telecommunications sanctuary and opening us up with that very powerful tagline, Give God Praise. And Minister Lavonia Lewis, we'd like to thank you again this morning for that wonderful message on loving one another. At this time, I'd like to call you back to the line to give us our closing benediction.
We bless your name, God, and we thank you for your word, for your will, and for your call into love and loving each other. We thank you, Lord, that you have told us that love is patient and is kind. It does not envy or boast. It's not proud, and it does not dishonor others. We thank you, Father, that you've told us to do everything in love. And, Lord, we pray this morning that you let this morning bring the word of your unfailing love to us, because we put our trust in you, and we ask you, God, to show us the way to go, because we have entrusted our life in you. Father, we thank you for these blessings and more. We ask in Jesus, Son, in Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.